Psalm 106, we're going to be in exactly one verse this morning, the first verse. That's all we're going to cover. There is a lot in Psalm 106, verse 1. There's only 18 words, but there are 18 powerful words, and we're going to look at it this morning. So if you follow along as I read, it says, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever." You know, when I was in Sunday school a long time ago and in Vacation Bible School a long time ago, we used to sing a song. It went, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord." Then we would have contests because the girls would sit on this side and the guys would sit on this side, and it was "praise ye the Lord, hallelujah." We'd go back and forth. Lauren knows what I'm talking about here. We used to have that. It was a cute little song that we would sing in Sunday school, Vacation Bible School. Kind of made me, I remembered that song as I was preparing to teach this lesson this morning. "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." This psalm is one of the Hallel psalms, the psalms that were sung by the pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem for the various feast days that they had there. These psalms were used to prepare the hearts of those pilgrims for worship as they went. They served to remind these worshipers of the greatness and the glory of God. Maybe when we come in on Sunday mornings, we ought to sing "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah," just to prepare our hearts to remember what we're here for. They prepared their hearts for worship. These little psalms, these little hymns that they sang, they reminded them that they were on their way to exalt a majestic, a glorious God, and that he was worthy of all the praises that they could offer him. Today, we're still fairly new in 2017. We're just a few weeks into it. Although it's going quickly, we're already almost to the middle of February. We are in the middle of February. But I want us to take time this morning just to stop for a minute and to count our blessings. We need to consider the God who gave us our blessings. We want to think about how we praise Jesus this morning. That's what this first verse in Psalm 106 is really talking about. Maybe we need that day of Thanksgiving every month. You know, Thanksgiving Day is one of my favorite holidays, if not my favorite holiday, for several reasons. First of all, I get to eat a lot of food that I like to eat. And I get to watch a lot of football, which I love to do. If you know me, you know that right now I'm struggling because there's no football anymore. You know, there's nothing to do, but I got racing coming on, so I'm good there. But, you know, that first Sunday after the Super Bowl, I really struggle because, you know, no football. What am I going to do? I had to take a nap. But that day of Thanksgiving that we celebrate in November, I love it because we're so focused on that one day and why we have that day. And I really believe we need to have that day, maybe not all the meals and everything, but we need to have that day set aside every month where we just thank the Lord, where we remember what he's done for us. As we look at verse 1 of this psalm today, let's see some of the truths that this verse speaks about us, about having that spirit of thanksgiving and praising the Lord. So I've titled today's topical teaching, "Praise Ye the Lord." Very simple, praise ye the Lord. We're going to look at three things this morning about praising God. The first one is this, the command for his praises. The command for his praises. You see, when the Jewish people thought about praise, they thought about it in terms of the sacrifices at the temple, as was clearly laid out in Leviticus chapter 7. You can look at that for homework. It gives the offering, the instructions for the offering known as what? The peace offering. It was an offering given to thank the Lord. It was an offering given because of his great blessings on his people. It was an expression of faith. It was an expression of love, and it was an expression of thanksgiving. You see, it offered the one giving the offering the opportunity to worship the Lord and to rejoice with the priests of God. There was two things. They were there to worship the Lord and thank you, but they were there also to rejoice with the priests that were there at the tabernacle. It was a shared offering that they brought. They brought an offering that was burnt on the altar, part of it, and part of it was given to the priests. The peace offering was a free will offering. It was always given out of a heart of gratitude, of thanksgiving, and love for the Lord. Now, we know that we're no longer required to observe those types of offerings that are mentioned in Leviticus, but we still have that obligation, an obligation to offer our praises to Jesus for who he is and for what he has done for us. Because if we don't do that, we're not doing what Psalm 106:1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Listen to Hebrews 13:15. It says this, "Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name." I love that verse because it talks about a continual, an ongoing sacrifice of praise. The psalmist in these first three words in verse number one, it says, "Praise the Lord." That word praise is an interesting word. You can circle it maybe right off to one side, a price or a value of something. You see, when we praise, we understand and we worship according to the value of God and Jesus to us. Have you thought about that? When we praise, it's because of the value of Jesus to us. We praise. Our praise says a lot about how we value the Lord. You see, if you see Jesus as valuable, as you see him as an important part of your life, you will find ways to render praise to his name. We're commanded to praise him forever in Hebrews 13, both now and forever, that continual sacrifice of praise to God. So as we think about this continual praise, it brings some questions to my mind. And I'm going to give you quite a few verses, and I hope you're taking some notes this morning because you can go back and check these verses out later on. You won't have time to turn to them all because I'm going to go through them quickly. But I hope you'll go back later because these are wonderful verses that focus in on how we are to praise God. My first question that I ask, and you can ask yourself this, and you don't have to answer, obviously, answer to yourself, but what motivates us to praise Jesus? What motivates us? Well, I think first thing, it's fixing our heart upon God. Psalm 57:7 says, "My heart is confident in you, O God." My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. You see, that word confident is an interesting word. It means firmly established or fixed. And see, when I think about that, I think about being firmly established or fixed. I think about a strong windstorm and something that's firmly established or fixed. When that wind comes, it doesn't blow you all around. You're firmly affixed. And that's what this verse is talking about. My heart is firmly fixed in you, O God. When those times of trouble come, when those times of difficulty come, I'm firmly fixed in you. No wonder I can sing your praises. I also think about meditation on his work and his ways. You see, Psalm 77:11 says this, "But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago." Meditation of his works and his ways. You see, we need to have that quiet time every day, that time of reflecting, that prayer closet where we get alone with God and we have those prayer requests in front of us and we have those things that we want to thank God for in front of us. That quiet time of meditating and just reflecting on what Jesus has done for us. We want to recount his benefits. In Psalm 103, verse 2, it says this, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me." Wow, that's a powerful verse. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he's done for me. Giving thanks for God's past blessings. Let us not forget all that he's done for us. He takes care of us. He's always there for us. He loves us. Dwelling upon his unspeakable gift. I love this 2 Corinthians 9:15. It says, thank God for the gift. Too wonderful for words. If you look back in verse 14, it talks about an overflowing grace. That gift, God's redemption at Christ's expense. The grace that God has poured out on us, his love to us, our salvation. Are we thanking God every day for our salvation, for what he did for us on the cross? Do we thank him on a regular basis? What motivates us to praise him? Fixing our heart upon God, meditating on his works and ways, recounting his benefits, dwelling on that unspeakable gift of salvation to us. Then I think about, how do we praise the Lord? Well, how do we praise the Lord? Well, we praise him with shouting. Psalm 47:1 says, come everyone, clap your hands, shout to God with joyful praise. Wow, that can't be much more clear. Come everyone. We're all to come and praise the Lord. You know, some of us are going to say, Ron, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I can't carry a tune. Doesn't matter. You're here to praise God. We're here to rejoice and praise him. It says, come everyone, clap your hands, shout to God with joyful praise. Then we're to praise him with lifted up hands. Psalm 63:4 says, I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. That was tough for me to do, I got to tell you. That was hard for me to do until just a few years ago for me to lift my hands in worship. I didn't feel comfortable doing it. But then all the other verses in the Bible that talks about raising your hands and lifting up praises to God, those things that held me back were kind of lifted up and gone. And it doesn't matter if we hold our hands like this or like this or like this. It's just lifting up our hands in praise to God. Father, take me. I love you. Lifting up my hands to you in prayer. We praise him with singing. Psalm 135:3, it says, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Celebrate his lovely name with music. I love our worship time. I love our worship time because it brings us in to that time where the Holy Spirit can speak to us. I've been involved in music all my life. That was what my degree was in college. And I love to just sit and be ministered to through the worship. And that's what we had this morning. That last song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. You see, we're to worship him with singing. And then we're to praise him with our whole heart. Psalm 9:1-2 says, I will praise you, Lord, with my heart, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. See, praise and worshiping go together. We need to praise and worship when we come in for our worship time with our whole heart. Sometimes it's difficult, I know, to put aside the things of the week, maybe the things of the morning, maybe the things that we're on our way here. But you see, when we come in, we worship with our whole heart. We give him everything. We praise him. How do we praise the Lord? With shouting, with lifted up hands, with singing, with our whole heart. Then the next question I would ask is, when do we praise? Well, we praise him from sunrise to sunset. If you think about it, the sun is always shining somewhere. We praise him all the time. Psalm 113:3 says, everywhere from east to west, praise the name of the Lord. We praise him in all places. One of my favorite places to praise him is when I'm driving by myself. And I don't do it as much as I can because when I'm driving, the first thing I normally do is I reach for Channel 560 on AM, and I listen to sports radio. I can't get away from it. I listen to sports radio. Well, you see, when I don't listen to sports radio and I turn it off, don't close your eyes if you're driving, but you can worship and have that time of quiet time and just praising him. Maybe it's praising him for the beauty that we see out the door of the car, of the windows of our car. Maybe it's for getting us to where we're going safely. My son and I drove to Orlando on Friday morning and back on Friday night, and we were involved in almost, I don't know, three or four accidents. People just do crazy things on the turnpike and on 95. It's amazing. So we were just praising him when we got home. Thank you, God, for getting us home safe. It's crazy. Praise him everywhere from east to west. Praise him whenever you can. Praise him while you're driving. Take that time. Father, thank you so much for just allowing me to do this today. Psalm 34:1 talks about we have to praise him all the time. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises, continually offering praise. Where do we praise? Well, we praise him in the midst of the congregation. Psalm 135, verse 2 says this: "You who serve in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God." You see, we praise him in church, and we don't just praise him through worshiping. No, it says, "You who serve." You see, we praise God through our service in church. Whether it's taking out the garbage at the end of the time, whether it's setting up the cafe, whether it's children's ministry, whether it's the worship team, whether it's ushering, whether it's greeters, whatever it is. You see, if we do that with our whole heart, and we're focused on him, and we're doing it for the right reason, that's what we're praising him with. We're praising him with our service. We praise him before the world. Psalm 35:18 says this: "Then I will thank you in front of all." Then I will thank you in front of the great assembly. I will praise you before all the people. Where do we praise him? Well, we praise him when we're out in the world. How do we do that? Well, we praise him through our testimony. We've been talking about that on Wednesday nights, and we've been going through Malachi. You see, the priests in Malachi were ungodly priests. They were doing things they weren't supposed to do. Malachi was challenging them on what they were doing. But you see, the people who they were serving knew what they were doing. And they disliked the priests for their actions back then. You see, they disliked them because of their testimony. Their testimony wasn't true. Where was our testimony? How is our testimony when we're in the world? When we're at Publix, when we're at Target, when we're at Walgreens, when we're at the local restaurant? How is our testimony? People are watching. If people know you're a believer, a Christian, they're watching. How is our testimony? Are we praising God in front of all the people? Psalm 35:18 says we are to do that. And then we praise him in private. Psalm 119:62 says, "I rise at midnight to thank you for your just regulations." We've had that private time, that time of meditation. It's interesting that I rise at midnight to thank you. I have to be fairly honest with you. I don't wake up too often in the middle of the night, so I don't rise at midnight too often. My wife does, but I don't. But for those people who wake up in the middle of the night and maybe can't sleep, maybe that's what the psalmist is talking about. I rise at midnight just to thank you. Father, thank you for this day that you're going to give me in just a few hours. Thank you for everything that you do. These are just a very few verses that merely scratch the surface of what we're commanded to do when we're praising him. Just a very few. I believe that we're far behind on offering praises. I don't think we do it enough. I think in our prayer time, our prayer time should be focused on praising God, saying thank you, before we get into the I needs and the I wants and all those things. We need to be praising him continually. The next two words in the first verse are, "Oh, give." It says worship and praise. Those are that personal gift from the worshiper to the Lord. Do you wonder what you can give to the Lord sometimes? Give him your praises. Give them to him all the time. Give him your service. Give him your time. Give him your talents. Give him your tithe. Worship the Lord. Number one, the command for his praises. Number two, the condition of his praises. Number two, the condition of his praises. Why do we praise him? Well, we are to praise him because the Lord says so. It says so in the verse. It says that the Lord is good. That word good, if you want to circle it, means acceptable or pleasant or agreeable. The Lord is acceptable. He's pleasant. He's agreeable. Why do we praise him? Well, we praise him because he's a good God. He's so good to us. His goodness covers time. It covers places. It covers people. It covers events. He's good all the time in the face of every event in life. You see, he promises never to leave us. I love that story in the New Testament about the disciples, and I often use it because it's a precious story to me, where the disciples were in the boat and the storm came up, and Jesus was right there in the storm with them. He didn't leave. He was right there. And when we go through those storms of life, he is right there with us. You see, he's good all the time in face of every event in life. He's good in light. And he's good in dark. He's always with us. He's good on the mountain. And he's good in the valley. He's good when things are good. And he's good when things are tough. Don't you just love that poem, Footprints, where there's footprints down the beach? And there's two sets of footprints going. And all of a sudden, there was just one set. And the man spoke out, he said, God, why did you leave me? That was during my most difficult times. And God said, no, my child, that's when I carried you. And he'll carry us through those difficult times. He's good in the day of blessing. He's good in the day of pain. He's good in peace. He's good in turmoil. He's good in life. And he's good in death. He's good in rejoicing. He's good in weeping. He's good when there's happiness in our life. He's good when there's sorrow in our lives. He's good in plenty, and he's good in poverty. He's good in good health and in sickness. He's good in day, and he's good at night. And he's good when I can see him and when I can't. Just like that poem says, in those troubled times, in those difficult times, you carried me. He's unchanging, he's immovable, he's undaunted, and he is unfazed. Malachi 3:8 says this, I am the Lord, and I do not change. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That ought to be something that we could write on our bathroom mirror, on our dashboards. I am the Lord, and I do not change. That's a powerful promise that we can hang on to. You see, the plans of the wicked don't challenge God. He controls it. He sees it all. He wills it all. He does it all. God is not sitting in heaven saying, wow, I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't see that happening. That one took me. No. Because listen to this, Psalm 115:3. It says, our God is in heaven and does as he wishes. Our God is in heaven and he does as he wishes. You see, those of us who belong to Jesus know that we have those special reasons for praising his name. Consider all that he's done for you and rejoice in your relationship with him. The command for his praises, the condition for his praises. Number three, the continuation of his praises. You see, we have eternal reasons to praise God. He's to be praised here on earth. We've discussed that already. But you see, he's to be praised for all he has done for us here while we're on earth. Listen to Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. It says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and the inclinations of our sinful nature. But by our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But verse number 4 just brings it all together. It says, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much. Have you thought about that? How rich God is in mercy and how much he loves us. That even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It's only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point us to all the future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. I love that verse right there, verse number 10. For we are God's masterpiece. Have you thought about that lately? We are the masterpiece of God. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. He gave us eternal life. He chose us, as it says in Ephesians 1:4, it says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. He chose us. Are we praising God that he chose us? Are we praising God that he called us? Listen to John 6:44. It says, for no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me, and the last day I will raise them up. He called us. He converted us. You see, 1 Peter 1:23 says, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. Are we praising God that we're going to spend eternity with him one day? Are we praising him for that? Consider these also, that he adopted us. We're adopted into the family of God in Romans 8:15. He placed our names in the Lamb's Book of Life in Luke 10:20. He put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life that we're going to spend eternity with him. If we've accepted Christ as our Savior, our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. He keeps us, as it talks about in 1 Peter 1:5. He protects us. He's there for us. He never leaves us. He provides for us, as it says in Matthew 6:25 and 33. He provides for us. The Lord's Prayer, it says, he will give us our daily bread. He will provide us. That verse means a lot to me because as a businessman, sometimes things get a little bit lean. Maybe the sales haven't come in. The orders haven't come in. But I always draw back on that the Lord will provide our daily bread. And he always has. He's so good. But you see, there's three other reasons that are really exciting and the reasons we should be praising God on a regular basis. He's coming for us. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 18 says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will raise from the graves. Then together with them, we are who still alive and remain on earth. We'll be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. And then it says, so encourage each other with these words. Do we praise him that he's coming for us? He's coming to take us home to be with him, as it says in John 14, 1 and 3. And then he is and will ever be praised in heaven. I love this verse in Revelation 19. It says, after this, I heard what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, praise the Lord. We're going to do that. We're going to be shouting, praise the Lord, when we're in heaven, rejoicing with him. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. He has punished the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality. He has avenged the murder of his servants. And again, their voices cry out, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The 24 elders and the four living beings fell down before and worshiped God who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, amen. Praise the Lord. You see, we can praise God because he's unchanging. His gifts are unchanging as well. What we have, what he's given us, we'll always have those eternal things. Those will always be there. He won't forsake us. He won't abandon us. He will not take away his blessings that we have received in Jesus. That last part of the first verse in 106 says, his mercy endures forever. I love that. His mercy endures. To me, that means he puts up with us on a regular basis. When we mess up, when we don't do what we're supposed to do, he endures us. I love the fact that Pastor Ken always says, God is not mad at us. He loves us. In Romans 5. He loves us so much. His mercy endures forever. Wherever you look in the Bible, praise is everywhere in the Bible. We've only just touched just a few verses this morning. If we fail to praise God as believers, then we are withholding from God the glory that belongs to him. We need to be praising him on a regular basis. Psalm 50, 23 says this, but giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. Sacrifice is something that hurts sometimes. God made that ultimate sacrifice for us. He died on a cross. He saved us from our sins that we can have eternal life. We're here to give God the honor and the glory and the gratitude that we owe him. We have to cultivate that spirit on a regular basis. We have to get into that habit of praise. Are you in that habit of praise? Are you praising him the way that he deserves to be praised? Are you thankful for his grace, his blessings, to everything that you have? Are you a child of God this morning? If you don't believe, if you haven't asked Jesus to come into your heart this morning, then a lot of this won't make sense this morning, if any of it. God loves you, and he wants you to be a child of his. And I'm going to pray as we close here in just a minute. And I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you don't know Jesus this morning, if you want to pray the prayer with me, then you just need to repeat after I pray. You can repeat it in your heart. And you will know today that you know that you know that you know today that you are a child of his, that you belong to him, that you'll spend eternity with him. Eternity is a hard thing to grasp. Eternity, forever and ever and ever, we will be with Jesus, praising him and worshiping him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your love. We thank you for this one verse in Psalm 106 this morning. It has so much in it. Forgive us for not praising you and worshiping you like we should sometimes. But Father, guide us and direct us. And help us to be a more praising people, a more thankful people for you.